It's Vans on Patrol time. It's Vans on Patrol time.
This is Marky Mark Markellis from Soul Wizard Podcast, and you are listening to the Geek World All-Stars Podcast Network.
This is episode 279. Title of the show is Hunters. And it's Fans of Patrol time! I feel like Tony the Tiger doing that one. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is the smooth one himself, Mr.
S-M-O-O-V-E, spell smooth, not Dwayne.
What's up, man?
Cold out there, ain't it?
Yeah, it's yeah. It came,
where we at?
Came and started kicking the cheeks again like winter should, like it's supposed to be.
Right.
But anyway, no, go ahead, smooth one.
Oh, yeah, that was it. Yeah, I'm pretty good, pretty groovy.
Just cold, huh?
Just a little cold.
All right, no Tiff this week, but you can catch her this week. Oh, well, I don't know when they're going to edit that show. She's doing the Geek World All-Stars Podcast Network mega show. They ain't do a mega show last week, so she went to go join the posse to do the show. So you miss your Tiff, you can get her over there, but don't turn us off.
Yeah.
So this week, man, we got a pretty decent show. We got actually a pretty damn good show, man. So we went to Amazon, and we're going to do our review discussion of Hunters. Starring, what's his name?
Pacino.
Albert.
Right. Hoo-ah!
I know. We also, right? I forgot about that. We also took a first look at Jordan Peele's Candyman. And speaking of Jordan Peele, he's executive producer on this show, Hunters.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. We got a little Indiana Jones news. We got some big-ass Star Wars news. I should have, you know, put that at the front. But we got some big-ass Star Wars news. Yeah. We're doing what we're watching this week, just to throw in some extras, because me and Dwayne went to get some extra credit done, and you know, for y'all, we're doing extra credit.
Yeah.
Black History Month, man. So when this show airs, it'll still be Black History Month.
Yep.
So we're wrapping it up like as promised with Matthew Broderick's Glory. So we're gonna give you our review discussion of that, and then again, like I said at the top of the key, we're doing Hunters. So saying all that grooviness, smooth. And I mean, it's some grooviness, man. We ain't had news like this in the show this stack in a while. Yeah. Are you ready to roll?
Hell yeah.
Let's go. And we have returned, as promised. Smooth! Social media time. Could you tell people where to find your boys?
Sure can. For everything Fans on Patrol, you go to fansonpatrol.com. If you want to reach us, you can reach us at fans@fansonpatrol.com. One word. That's directly via social media or on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and email at fansonpatrol. One word again. And you're listening to us either on Stitcher, Satchel, Google Play, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Podknife, Spotify. Did I miss something?
We're actually some more places, but that's
no matter. Yeah. And also, please give us a review on any of these platforms, and it will be easily to be searched, and we'll shout you out. Long as it's good stuff. Even if it's bad, we might pick at you a little bit.
We don't really have to worry about the bad. Let me tell you something. You know, I haven't mentioned him in a long time, but Chris Broward, man.
Yeah.
We know one of our listeners. I haven't talked to Chris in a while, but on social media, if people start coming after us, man, Chris is like a damn dog. Man.
Oh, yeah, get him. Get him, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
Man.
Thank you.
Somebody said something half-ass smart about a week ago, and Chris was like, whoa. I was like, look at Broward. Whoa, so shout out to Chris,
good shit,
official Fans of Patrol watchdog there.
Right.
Man, making sure we're not being disrespected. Before I can even spring into action, Chris is like, bam. I'm like, damn. Yeah.
Well, I should say constructive criticism.
Yeah. Oh, you can tear us up if you want to. We don't care all that much, you.
Yeah, I used to be a referee, so yeah. I'm used to getting screamed at.
You effing bum. Anyway, man, Jordan Peele is back, man.
Oh, shit. Silky, Silky.
Well, you know, he executive produced the Hunters that we're going to talk about later. So he's already was back, but he's back directing here with this new rendition of Candyman that everybody's been talking about for the longest, man. So, you know, his last project was Us, right? And some people liked it, some people didn't.
Yeah.
I thought it was strange as hell, but I liked it. Yeah. A lot of people, you know, say they compared it with unfairly to Get Out, which was, you know, a phenomenal movie, apparently, because I still haven't seen it. I know.
Really?
I know. I still haven't seen it.
Get Out? Wow.
Yeah, so this movie stars, what is his name? Yala Abdul Maters. I'm just, I know it's not Mater. Mateen. I'm sorry.
Mateen.
Yala Abdul Mateen. Okay. I know that ain't right either. But anyway, he played that terrible, terrible, terrible role in Aquaman.
Yeah, but he kind of...
He redeemed himself. Himself
yeah, with the Watchmen.
With the Watchmen.
Yeah.
Can't even say what role he played. You'll spoil it, you know.
Right, yeah. We don't do
so
that.
He's back, man. He's getting roles, dude, you know.
He's getting work.
He's the man now, you know.
Yeah, he's getting work.
I enjoyed him in Watchmen, man.
Yeah, I did too.
So in this thing, Smooth, he's playing the role of Helen, dude.
Yeah.
They switched it up, so instead of having the white woman walking around the projects not getting their ass whooped or half-ass getting their ass whooped, now you got the black man walking around the projects, you know, yeah, about to get his ass whooped.
Well, maybe not. Well, you know.
Everybody gets their ass whooped in the projects, man. Come on.
At one time, maybe.
At one time or another, right. Yeah. Stay out of there if you can't take a beating.
Right.
So anyway, man, he's playing the role of Helen. He it looks kind of strange because he's all into it, but I guess he's an artiste like you. Huh?
Yeah, he's a photographer, it seems like, yeah.
Now, I like this, what I'm seeing so far, Smooth, and I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah, tell me.
Because, of course, everybody would be standing around saying Candyman, 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 you know. I just said it 3 times. Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's, what is it, 5 times, right? Yeah, you got to say it 5 times.
Oh, it's 5 times.
Yeah, you got to say it 5 times.
Oh, it's not five?
Yeah.
I mean, well, it's not
three. Well, in this movie, you got to say it 5.
So the bathroom scene is interesting, Smooth. What do you think?
Oh yeah, with the school, yeah, the kids.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that is interesting. That looks like some what kids would do.
They're saying Candyman is a whole bunch of them, so I guess they feel like if it's a bunch of them, there's no fear.
Right. Yeah.
Because more normally in horror movies, you never get murdered in a group.
Right. Mass murder, put it that way.
No, nobody. Yeah. No, you got to stalk the lone victim, right. You know. And so they do this.
Mm-hmm.
And they try to leave, and a girl comes in, and it's that's a pretty good scene, man, to be a damn trailer.
Yeah, it is.
Hopefully, it's not too much to see, you know. But it looks pretty. I'm not a Candyman fan, Smooth, you know.
Really?
No, I didn't.
How many did they make? Did they make what? They made two of them?
They made three of
them. They made three of them? I did not look at two or three. I don't
Farewell to the Flesh, I think, was one of the name of them.
Right,
or some shit like
right,
that.
Now, the first one was gold, that was platinum.
Yo, you liked it.
Yeah, the first one, yeah. That was.
We did it on the show Halloween, man.
Yeah.
My comments was pretty harsh.
Well, that's because, you know, you was probably comparing it to today's standards.
I didn't like it back in the day.
No?
No.
Oh, my goodness, man. This was the shit, man, to me.
I talked about this thing so bad. I was, you know, with that Helen, Tony Scott. What's his name? Tony Todd walking around.
Yeah.
Helen. I'm like, oh God, man, it's the, and then it was so boring, all that music and all the talking, and just I was just like, this sucks ass. I hated it. So, but this looks different.
Okay,
I might give this a chance. I'm not a Candyman fan.
Okay, you're not faking the funk here.
No,
yeah,
no.
Hey, I like the Candyman because it was intense, intriguing, and you know it had a few jump scares. It had some good jump scares, and
I remember one.
Yeah. Yeah,
that one scene. I'm the Candyman, bitch.
You know? Yeah, right, yeah,
get out of here, man.
Right, yeah, the lineup. Of
No.
Oh, in the
originally,
the original, yeah, right.
Yeah, it was. He was terrible.
Yeah. But no, I mean the hook in the hand, how he was tortured, and the bumblebees, and the graffiti on the wall, and all that.
So
stuff.
How they gonna do that now, man? You know.
And yeah, that is kind of interesting. I see that they got the one woman coming back that had the Rottweilers.
Oh, you know her name is Vanessa Williams.
Okay, yeah, Vanessa Williams. She's back in here. So
she looks good too.
She looks great.
God damn,
yeah, she looks great, man.
Mamma mia,
she didn't age at all,
dude. Well, she aged like 3 days and then
right, yeah, exactly.
God damn, she looks good, man.
Yeah, that movie's like what, 20 years old?
Yeah, dude,
or older than that, man.
But hey, I guess we still look good though.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Yeah, right. You too. You know. Yeah.
So anyway, man. Mm-hmm. Maybe we might check this out, right?
Yeah, I think I want to peep it out, see how many people he kills, because he only killed a few people in the first one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that ending scene with the big trash heap. And, oh, God, don't get me started on that damn movie. Anyway, man, let's change the subject to something so grim.
Okay.
So we talked about Indiana Jones was starting to film this spring.
Yeah.
But they got problems. Disney got problems, man. Yeah. Disney got problems. You know, directors leave, directors come, and them directors leaving for creative differences, y'all know they're getting fired, every last one of them, even Edgar Wright. They just getting fired.
You think so?
Hell yeah. Dude, come on. Nobody walking away from no Marvel Disney money. You're
Disney
crazy.
Disney's a machine, huh?
Shit. Get out. Get out, punk. Take your shit with. We'll get Smith up here to do it. Smith.
So you think they fired the Steven Spielberg?
Well, this is a little different.
Yeah.
Because he still. Okay, so the story is, boys and girls, Steven Spielberg won't direct Indiana Jones 5.
Right.
James Marigold, who directed the fabulous Ford versus Ferrari,
yes,
is going to take over as director. But Steven Spielberg will be hands-on involved. And the article from Variety absolutely made sure that we knew that. What's up, Smooth?
Oh, no. He did Logan, too.
He did Logan?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So he's an excellent director.
Yeah, he's a good choice.
He's a dramatic director, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, not that he can't do action scenes. Right, because right. Ford versus Ferrari, the driving was great. Mm-hmm. Logan had his share of beautiful acting scenes. Yeah. I mean, action scenes. So
right.
He can do action.
Right.
I'm not worried about this director at all.
Me neither, yeah.
I'm just wondering, why did Steven not want to do it? Did they say, you know, we watched Crystal Skull again.
right, yeah.
And we loved the first Raiders. It was great, Steven. It was great, man.
Yeah, the second one,
it was an okay sophomore project. But,
right, yeah.
But then you came with the last one, and that was fine. It wasn't the greatest, but it was fine. You ended the series. But then you come back with this shit, and this shit sucks, man. It sucks. We cannot let you do it.
Well, that was a Shia LaBeouf, right?
Yes.
That was
terrible.
It was
terrible. There is nothing I like about that movie. Not one scene that I really like in that movie.
Seriously, not even when he got himself in the refrigerator and did the nuclear whole.
I was sitting there holding my head like, "Don't do this. Don't let him survive nuclear holocaust."
I thought that was kind of cool.
He's like absolutely indestructible now, right?
Yeah, right.
And let me tell you something else about surviving nuclear holocaust in that old refrigerator.
Uh-huh.
Those freezers used to lock.
I was about to say that. You're not getting out.
He would have never got out of that thing.
You're in your own coffin right there.
And they would have opened that up and he would have been a bunch of goo.
Right.
So I know it's all fantasy and that's stupid for me to be sitting here poking holes. But no, Smooth, I didn't appreciate anything about that movie. Nothing.
Nothing at all, huh?
The best shot scene in that movie is when they were driving in Harvard.
Okay.
And, you know, all through the libraries and all that stuff. Yeah. It was shot beautifully. Unbelievable, but it was shot beautifully. It looked good.
Yeah, it did.
It felt Indiana Jones's to me, but the worst was when they were, like, running from them ants and, you know, in the forest. It was just like, this is so, come on. Y'all always got to have a scene with bugs or snakes or critters.
Right.
You didn't have to do that. You didn't have to have that to make an Indiana Jones movie.
I forgot all about the
Right. It's getting worse and worse as I talk, right? So maybe they just said, maybe Steven said, you know.
Yeah, get a fresh take. Yeah, let me, yeah.
The Crystal Skull sucked. Maybe I shouldn't do this. You know, maybe.
Yeah, maybe it was mutual. That would be a good thing.
Well, he's staying on his hands-on, so that means he's going to have a lot of influence.
Yeah, right.
And we know the man is great, but he did direct Crystal Skull. That's a strike on you.
Yeah. But my thing is, how much action can my man Harrison Ford actually do at the age of 100?
Right.
They can always do the
Count Dooku with him, you know. Get a young dude to bounce around and put the face on it digitally.
if that'll work. But it's just like, golly, how old is he?
He's old man Indy now, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is he gonna have a protege? Hopefully.
Nah. You know what?
Don't do that.
I say don't. Because, I mean, we discuss this often, but I just look at the character, and there is no Indiana Jones without Nazis.
Like, yeah, right, yeah.
When they did the Russian thing with the Cold War, it didn't have the same effect for me, you know?
Yeah,
the
Nazis are real scary and
creepy. Right, and it fits right in. You think of Indiana Jones, that's what you think of.
They're evil as fuck.
Right. You think about the airplanes. Focus, move. I need your focus.
Yeah. Right.
You think about the airplane. You think about the swastikas. You think about the submarine thing.
Right.
It's like butter and bread, you know?
Yeah. So, exactly. They go together.
I told you.
They are familiar with Indy. They, you know what I'm saying? They know him.
I don't think they do.
Well,
everybody on that island died, Smooth.
Which one?
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah, but I mean, then the one guy that got the imprint on his hand, he kind of, when he went into the bar and
no, he died.
I know he died, but he was familiar with Indiana.
In the third movie. Infiltrated the Third Reich,
right.
You know. So anyway,
Dr. Jones.
So this has been delayed.
Yeah,
and Obi-Wan has been delayed.
Yeah.
And everything is getting delayed from Disney, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Kevin Feige is involved in Star Wars now, so who knows what that's going to be like. You know, they pump out those Marvel movies, and that's him.
That is true.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah.
So, man, that's it for that one, man.
Speaking of Star Wars, good segue.
Speaking of Star Wars, great segue. You're absolutely right, my friend. So, man, Star Wars... they dropped a megaton nuclear explosion this week, and not announcing that bigger than that would be just the Earth being Death Star. But it ends with them saying, "Hey, well, this new Star Wars movie coming out next in 2 or 3 years, and here's the whole thing. Here's the director or whatever."
Right.
So they announced this new era called the High Republic Smooth.
Yes.
So it's supposed to be 200 years before the Skywalker saga.
Yeah.
Putting some distance between that family and those events.
However, Yoda could still be around.
Yoda's 900 years old when he died, so Yoda better be there.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
He better be there. You would have to go way further than that to get rid of Yoda, man.
Right.
So, they got all these images move, and they definitely look different. Yeah. I like the Jedi robes because they don't look exactly like Obi-Wan Kenobi ripoffs. I didn't really care for the Jedi robes and all the prequels and stuff.
Yeah.
They could have
maybe had a variety of
a little individualism. Yeah. You know, just
instead of the whole monk thing.
Right. Yeah. So they got capes and stuff like that. They got different lightsabers. You know, they got this crack commando team at Skywalker Ranch writing all these stories and putting together, coming up with new villains and stuff like that. And so, you know, Palpatine could still be alive too, man.
That is true.
You never know how old he was with the Sith stuff, you know. So you just never know.
Right.
But they definitely got they had some nomads, the bad guys are supposed to be. So I don't know if they're going to spend too much time in the main systems, because they said that what they were going to do is focus on the Outer Rim, you know, because that's where it's like the Wild West, which would be the best stories.
I think so too. Yeah, I think that would be great.
So what are you thinking about this direction, Smooth?
I'm thinking this is a good look because you need to start with a new generation. And the reason why I say that is because my son, I'm so proud right now, he was watching Revenge of the Sith and he had questions. He's like, so did Darth Vader kill his wife? And I said, sort of, son.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it was just the fact that he was just intrigued by it. So it just, you know what I'm saying, brought a smile to my face.
Smooth has got to shine.
Right here, you know. So, but yes, this is, I think, is necessary. I don't think you want to leap into the adventures of Rey just yet. Even though it might, I don't know. It's the timing is kind of funny. Because, you know, you still got people that are still upset at this last movie.
Right.
You know, so.
I like Rey, though.
I do, too.
I love the character. I would love to see what she does next, honestly.
Yeah, I would, too, yeah.
Do a TV show, then.
Well, yeah.
Do an Obi-Wan Kenobi. That'd be awesome.
Well, let's get
Obi-Wan.
Yeah, let's get that first.
Obi-Wan before we can refer to it as an Obi-Wan.
Right. But, yeah, but all these, but like you said, they got a whole lot of literary that's about to come out.
Yeah.
So that'd be interesting. Maybe they will put it into the animation form. Maybe some of it.
Well, we had a couple of comments on Facebook about this. Mm-hmm. Ron John, he sent a GIF of somebody dancing happily.
Right.
And then Michael Satchel, man, old friend of the show.
Uh-huh.
He said he enjoyed that aspect of the prequels too. See, I made a comment and I said, you know, I didn't really like the pre Skywalker era. The shit was, everything was too clean.
It was.
It seemed boring to me. The Jedi all seemed like to be assholes to me. I mean, all of them.
Even Mace Windu?
He was the biggest of the assholes.
He was the biggest asshole.
He was the hole in the ass movie.
Oh, man.
he was, man. He wasn't cool. He didn't care. It didn't even matter. He had a purple lightsaber like Prince. It didn't matter, dude. He was the reason why Anakin went to the dark side, damn it. If he would have just let the boy come with him, if he would have just said, treated him like a man, didn't tell him to sit at home like a little child, he could have came over there and at least...
At least, if
the Emperor would have started popping corn in front of Anakin, he would have saw that it was all a trick. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But he treated him like a punk. No, you have won my trust back, but you stay here. What? Come on, man. Don't treat him like his name is Stanley. Let him get on a horse and do his duty, man. I think it's all his fault. It's his fault, Smooth.
I'm not going to blame it on Mace.
Okay, so... I didn't really care for that prequel era, though.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it was just too easy.
Well,
they got little robots to bring you drinks and all that stuff.
The thing I did like about the ships and the vehicles. I did like that.
I didn't like any of those old ships.
I know you didn't. But
right,
I did.
We had this conversation.
I did like those.
I like the Mandalorian, dude.
I get you.
I like all that grittiness and
the
stuff.
The Rebels.
I like that.
X-Wings, the Y-Wings. Yeah, like you said, it's not clean. Even, like you said, the older Millennium Falcon before, you know, remember in Solo, we got to see how clean and nice it was. It had the panels all over
the
place.
Dude, I really like that Star Wars era, dude. I just love it.
Yeah.
And I hate it, like the Nubian ships. Look, we going way too deep on this. We talk about this all day. Right. It's a good thing Tiff's not here to say, I don't care, you know.
Right, she'd be sighing, oh my God, right. You got nerves.
So anyway, man, this is what they're going to do, man. But right now, this is supposed to be for literary.
Yeah.
So they still supposed to have a Rian Johnson movie. They still supposed to have this fictitious movie. You know, these series coming out, but those are like Star Wars era, you know, Del Luna. What's his name? Diego Del Luna?
Yeah.
His show. So they're still doing stuff for Disney Plus.
Yeah.
But I don't know if the movies are going to go the reverse like this, or are they going to go in the future? You know, I don't know.
That is a good question because, like you said, a lot of people had a bad taste with the prequels.
Yeah.
You know, even though I like Clone Wars. I did like Clone Wars.
I couldn't stand none of it.
Well,
I'm just saying, man.
Yeah, I know. I feel you.
If I had my choice, I don't know. I thought it was an interesting thing. I think the whole prequels could have been done on a Netflix show now.
You know what?
And been more interesting.
I think that is the way you guys should go.
That
is the way you guys should go. You should go stream all this shit. Like you said, Disney Plus, just stream it.
Even the big movies, you don't want to see the big Star Wars movies?
Well, I do, but I'm just saying, like you said, for this, though, this with all these new characters and what they're trying to
do. They're about to open it up. I mean, they got endless possibilities of storytelling, that's for sure.
Yeah, so yeah, give us about 3 years, 10 episodes every season.
I don't know. I'm scared for them flooding the world with Star Wars because that's people's problem now. They're saying a Star Wars movie a year was too much for them.
Oversaturated.
That's what they said. You know?
Hey, that's the thing. Here's the thing we've all learned. You can't please all the people all the time.
That's right, Smooth.
So,
and knowing is half the battle.
That is true.
Yeah,
I know. Fight for freedom, whatever.
Okay.
They need to come out with another one of those.
They coming out with a Snake Eyes movie.
Huh.
Yeah.
Is he going to have his dog? What was his dog name? What was the
Timber?
Timber?
Yeah. No. Was that Timber? Yeah, it was Timber.
Yeah. The wolf. Yeah.
Damn, Smooth, you would remember the damn dog.
Man, I had it. I had the action figure, man.
So they coming out with a Snake Eyes, but I would really like to see a really good G.I. Joe movie.
I would, too.
You know, really resembling a TV show as far as, you know, having that little dope force and stuff.
Right.
I don't want to hear anybody yell Yo Joe, though.
It was stupid
as hell when he said it in the movie.
Right.
I was like, Yo Joe! I was like, oh no. Oh shit. Man, that was terrible.
Keep all the characters, all the code names, keep all that.
And they don't have to have major roles.
No, they don't.
They don't.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, the first season was about Duke.
It was.
Second season was about Flint.
Yeah, it was.
You know? I mean, the last one was more about Sergeant Slaughter.
You're right, you're talking about the cartoon. The Slaughterhouse.
Oh God.
Yeah.
You know he sucked when he was a wrestler, man. Why did they try to make his ass cool to us? You know, he was the strongest of the Joes.
I did like the movie though.
But he
But yeah, like you said, the as far after that,
I didn't have to see him.
Yeah, right. I did like the movie though. Yeah, what was it? The Slaughterhouse and the what? I forgot what they were. Yeah,
had Don Johnson in there.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, we're down the rabbit hole. We're gonna climb. we're gonna climb up. I didn't like Sergeant Slaughter's move. I'm sorry, man.
I feel you on that. Yeah, you know, he did. You know, I tolerated.
They made him everything G.I. Joe too.
Yeah, he was that dude.
The worst thing about him is that when he wrestled, he was the bad guy.
Yeah, that's why.
What the hell?
He was, yeah. He was a bad guy.
He wasn't a good guy.
He wasn't. And he was out of shape.
Yeah, he was.
He had a big ass gut, man. I don't understand that either.
Oh, anyway, shit. Okay, so that's going to do it, man. We're going to take our first break. We're going to come back with What You're Watching. Smooth has some nice little What You're Watching action, and he don't know it, but so do I. We'll be right back. Action. So we're back, man. We're doing What You're Watching. If you never heard the show before, What You're Watching is a simple segment where we just talk about what we have been watching outside of the main topics of the show. So, Smooth.
Yes, sir.
This week, what you been watching?
I was able to take my little Chitlin's little junior mitts to go see Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, did you now?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You took one for the family, huh?
I did take one for the family and for the team because I did not have a really... Well, in the beginning, you know what? I believe in the beginning we did. I wanted to see it. I can't speak for Tiff.
Mm-hmm.
I think you was like, yeah, we were not going to go see this. I remember that part.
Right.
So, but I was trying to remember how old I was when Sonic actually came out.
You was probably a child, man, because...
Well, yeah, it came out around the same time as Mario Brothers, right? Super Nintendo?
It came after. It was like Sega's answer to Mario, which is a pretty good response. But you might have been maybe 8 or something like that.
No. I was older than that. I was probably in my preteen, the teenage years.
Okay.
Yeah. So when I was younger, I didn't like Sonic because, like you said, they was trying to combat it with Mario.
Right.
You know, but...
And you had like... Loyalty to
I had loyalty to the like, to Luigi, yeah,
like a fool,
right? To Mario and Luigi and them, you know what I'm saying? I was straight them, but
those companies be like, you fools,
right? however, this movie, well, it is kid friendly and it is a family movie, but I had to say that I enjoyed it because I was with my kids.
So it was well done for
it
the children.
It was well done for children.
Hey,
yes,
man,
it was.
It's making a lot of money, man.
It is.
I was like, damn.
Yeah, it is. And the reason for it is Jim Carrey, he overacts,
uh-huh.
But it works for this.
Hey, man. You know what I'm saying? I can watch him do that. I miss that about Jim Carrey, man.
It works for this. And the thing is, some of the gadgets he had, it was actually cool.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It was actually cool. And they did a good job.
He played Doctor Who.
Doctor, Sonic called him Doctor Egghead. Doctor Snapple Dabble.
Well, that's cool, Smooth.
Yeah. Oh, Doctor Evo Robotnik. Yeah, you had your boy Cyclops, James Marsden, whatever.
Marsden.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, the Sonic sidekick, and they did a good job as far as
they got the graphics together.
They made Sonic do the stuff that he does in the,
well,
in smooth. The video
you're
game.
You're raving about this. So
yeah,
you're,
I mean,
you're
no, trying. I was impressed. One downfall is I did fall asleep.
When he got
knocked out, and I woke up and I seen that they're gonna have a part two. They're gonna have Tails.
Everything Smooth said. Just forget about it. He'd be killing me with these I was sleep reviews. You know, did he come out saying so much stuff, either bad or good? You're like, you was sleep.
No, but you know, I mean, for the most part, I only slept for about maybe 20 minutes of the movie. Man.
Okay,
you know what I mean? All right. But yeah, but it was take your kids.
Okay,
I would say that. Take your kids. All
right, Smooth. Yeah. All right, y'all.
Now, what did you watch there? What you got?
I just want to say disregard your whole review. Scoot always falling asleep.
Man, I couldn't help it, man. You know, I did the best I could there, you know.
Okay, well, I was surprised last week because it came out quietly, but the new season of The Clone Wars on Disney Plus came out.
Ooh.
The old continuation from, you know, with the Sokka Tano and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I watched the first episode of The Clone Wars, and it was all about the clones. It was like a special crack commando unit of the clones doing their thing.
Hmm.
And it left off from the last season. It looks exactly the same. I mean, it hasn't been, like, updated at all.
Okay.
Which I kind of don't like because it always kind of drab, like, the colors and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's the style of the animation. Mm-hmm. But, man, I enjoyed that damn show. So now, if you listen to this, you can go there now. There's two of them out now because they're only releasing them one at a time, just like The Mandalorian.
Okay.
Keep you coming back.
Yeah, right.
You
know. Yeah.
So, see, and you know why they do that, Smooth.
Yeah.
They do that in case if that's all you're going to turn it on for.
Right. Right, exactly.
You ain't going to binge the sucker and then turn it off. We're going to keep your ass for at least 12 weeks or something like that.
Right. You're going to keep paying this money.
Or you're just going to wait till it's all done and all the hype is done, which is sometimes not fun to wait all the way because then you get something else come out.
Yeah.
So anyway, man, you know, the clones was badass. It was just like stepping into the past, you know, a few years ago. It's been about what? 8, maybe 9 years since the Clone Wars was out.
Damn, it's been that long?
Well, you think about they had Star Wars Rebels.
Okay.
When Rebels was been off for about 3 years and they had that thing is off. So Rebels been off for about, what, 3 years?
Yeah,
and so that was like, what, 5, 6 years of Rebels. And then, so it was outright Rebels.
I'm not questioning you. I'm just like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, wow, it's time been flying.
Yeah, it's about 10 years, I believe. Yeah, wow. Yeah, so I don't know if they're going to capture the same audience. Well, Star Wars fans are Star Wars fans. That's all you got to capture. You don't even have to go grab no new people. Shoot. So so that's what I watched, man. I enjoyed it, and I recommend. And I'm probably going to watch the second one today.
Oh, word. I'm about to get on it.
Yeah.
I forgot all about this shit.
Mm-hmm. My daughter was like, Clone Wars is like one of her favorite shows.
Yeah.
Sucker was like her favorite character. She used to dress up like her for Halloween and stuff like that.
What, your youngest?
The oldest one.
The oldest? Okay.
Yeah. And so, yeah, so she was on it, man. Mm-hmm. So we watched it last Saturday after we did the show. So that is what you're watching, man. If you've been watching something clever, let us know. Give us some recommendations so we can jump on it and check it out. So we're going to take another break. We're going to be right back with our first review of our Black History Month, the last one in the month of a historical black events. And this we're doing Glory. So we'll be right back. Mention, man, I think next week Wizard World is coming to Cleveland, man.
Ooh.
And we always do that Comic-Con and go down and see if we can grab some interviews, or if not, you know, just we're gonna try to do some filming this year and stuff, and just, you know, give people somewhat of the con experience from their living room at the Cleveland. But they it's not that big this year here, man.
It gets smaller every year.
Every year, right. Listen, Wizard World, we love the press passes. We love how you treat us, but goodness gracious. I remember the first year, they had all those Marvel people here.
Man, you had Thor up in this boy.
Right, yeah, Captain Kirk. I mean, it was huge.
Had Anthony Mackie.
Right. That was
the year before.
That was the year after.
After. But we had what's his name? Skull and Bone. What's his name? Skull and Bone.
Yeah.
He was doing there, and we had all the Marvel women.
Right, but dude, and then last year, I don't even remember who was here, but it wasn't big. That's for sure.
Nah, we had Luther Igno.
Lou Ferrigno comes every year.
Yeah, he does.
Lou Ferrigno, absolutely class act, dude. Well, he get into a lot of troubles at cons, so you know, gets in fighting and shit. Him and Flash Gordon was like beating the shit out of each other a couple years ago.
I wish I had to see that fight.
Oh shit! But Lou been on our show, man. So
he has.
So we won't say nothing bad about Mr. Ferrigno. Maybe I'll put in another interview, man. I don't know because he's gonna be here. I just like to check in with him, see how he doing.
Right.
Maybe we'll see.
Yeah.
Anyway, man. Mm-hmm. You want to check out those interviews? I don't remember what shows those. They back in the hundreds.
Archives.
Yeah,
go to archives.
They early.
But go ahead though. Dig through there.
Mm-hmm.
Dig in the crates.
But getting back to what we came to do here, Smooth. We're gonna do our review discussion of 1989 Glory. Uh-huh. But before we get that going, it's time for one word, Smooth. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say Glory.
All right, Smooth. Simple, lazy, but simple, lazy, but effective.
Yeah. How about glorious?
Okay, that's better.
Yeah, there you go, glorious. Right.
I'm gonna say awesome.
Okay.
And it's amazing because it was awesome when I was a young tyke. I think I was a young. I was a older teenager when this movie came out in 1989. I think I was in high school.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was a year before I graduated.
Yeah, I was a freshman.
My old ass. So,
I was a freshman.
Yeah, it was awesome back then, and it was awesome now. Actually, life changing back then because I didn't even know this kind of stuff existed. So, before we go down another rabbit hole,
uh-huh.
let's hit them spoilers and talk about 1989's Glory, starring Matthew Broderick, Denzel Washington, Cary Elwes. Now, he's going to be here at Comic-Con next week. But,
oh, really?
Yeah, they're not doing interviews with him. Yeah, it's like everybody from The Princess Bride.
Okay.
Morgan Freeman is in this movie.
Morgan Freeman.
Jimmy Kenney, and I'm not going to get through the rest of these guys because there's so many people.
Andre Walker.
Yeah.
Thomas. Yeah, he was. I mean, he had a big role in there.
Right. Yeah, Cliff DeYoung. He kind of looked the same. He's a piece of shit dude talking about sweeping the Secessions off the face of the earth.
Ooh.
But anyway, I know. So, man, movie starts, man. Not going to take it too deep, but it's a battle going on, man. And they getting that, the Union soldiers are getting their cheeks tore out.
Yeah,
man.
They are. Yeah.
I mean, so Matthew Broderick is leading. He's an officer. He's leading the charge. And they getting hammered, Jack.
Yeah.
He gets shot up. And then I paid attention more to little details this time I watched the movie Smooth. Uh-huh. When he's walking through, he's actually effed up and nobody knows it.
Right, yeah, because they're not. They don't have doctors like they have now. I mean, you might have to live with that.
No,
bullet.
That's not what I mean.
Oh.
Emotionally.
Oh, yeah.
He's
okay.
Severely damaged. Yeah. When he goes to the party, they have the parade. He goes home. His father is a governor.
Yes.
And this is based off his actual letters that he sent to his dad that's actually in the Smithsonian.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
And, you know, he goes home and they're like, you know, Bravo Robert, he's going to get the 54th, the first black, the colored regiment, as they
right.
say.
Yeah,
I won't
right.
say that shit no more.
Right.
But... But right. so he's cool with it, but you can tell
he has PTSD,
PTSD, right?
PTSD,
he's
yeah.
like destroyed, man. Mm-hmm. You know, so he has his black buddy Thomas.
Right.
Thomas wants to be the first to join his buddy, played by Cary Elwes. Let me see, what is these guys' names? So we got Robert Gould Shaw,
right?
That's Matthew Broderick,
right?
Major Forbes, that's his boy, that's his best friend,
right? Yeah,
and his other childhood buddy, played by Andre Brother, that's on Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah.
Yeah, this dude is a phenomenal actor, man. You know?
Yeah, he is, yeah.
But the character he plays is not a very good soldier, but he plays...
very intelligent.
Thomas.
Yeah, intelligent.
A free man.
Free, yeah, free
right.
man. Yeah.
So they round up the, you know, the ex-slaves.
Of course, yeah.
And they're going to turn them into soldiers.
Right.
So, dude, I love the training scenes.
I do too.
And the guy Mulcahy who comes out, and he's just
the Irish drill sergeant.
Dude, yeah. He got some combinations. He's like, you ugly black bastard. I'm like, Jesus, this dude.
Like, you're Mexican, right. black African I'm bastards.
Like, I'm like, God damn. He
this
was
is
bad.
Your left. Right. This is your right.
Oh, good, pretty good, Smooth.
Yeah.
Check you out.
Yeah,
So, man, they, you know. The real movie starts when you get introduced to the slaves, man. Denzel Washington, very young Denzel, you know, handsome as ever, is a shit starter boy. Goodness gracious. He just keep everything going, boy.
Oh, yeah, he's angry.
My favorite character is like, whoa, I wonder when we going to get the blue suit.
Right.
I love that dude, man. He's just so earnest, man. He seems so good.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He just seems like he is good. He played the part of Jupiter. His name is Kennedy. He doesn't have a picture on IMDb. I ain't seen him in a long time, but he has been in some other stuff. I remember he was in that movie Tough Enough. He played one of the union workers and stuff. But I'm going down a rabbit hole, and I'm not gonna say rabbit hole one more time on this show.
Okay.
Anyway, so man, they get trained. They don't want them to fight. They're facing racism on both sides,
yeah.
from their own soldiers. They decide to try to make them like labor.
Yeah,
they, like
yeah.
they were just gonna have them be support staff.
Build the camps. And
gave
shit
them
like
no
that.
Equipment, no shoes. Finally got a gun. The Colonel Shaw had to act a damn fool and basically beat somebody up just to get shoes and weapons and stuff.
Right.
I love when he go to the quartermaster and then the brothers stand outside with their arms folded like they're going to whoop somebody's ass if they come to the door. I was like, oh, that's a pretty good scene.
Yeah.
Comes out, get the shoes. Powerful scene, though. A few powerful scenes. You know, Thomas is, you know, still thinks he's on the same level as them, but he's a private now. You know, don't talk to him. He's an enlisted man.
Right.
Major Forbes has a big problem in you know, making a difference, and he didn't even believe in the 54th. He thought that they were never going to fight and things like that, you know.
Well, it was like you said, it was a lot of eye-opening stuff. I learned a lot from it, of course, you know, especially like when they had them pillage when they went to the one of the southern
Right. And the guy is like, yeah, I used to own a few myself, you know. Right, so yeah, I'm like, God damn it,
yeah,
you know.
Exactly. And then, you know, I mean, you know, he's like, yeah, go ahead, take everything from the house. And as soon as he wanted to, you know, as soon as the white woman jumped in, hey, keep your hands off of her. And he shot his own soldier. It's like, dude, this is your own soldier, though.
But that wouldn't have been, he's like, that wouldn't have been necessary if that Sioux woman would have interfered.
Right,
I'm like, God damn. Just make it right, right?
Right. Yeah,
so anyway, man. You know, they finally get their chance to fight, and they did really, really well.
Yeah, their first battle. Yeah, that was in South Carolina, right?
Right.
Yeah,
and nobody wanted to report it.
Right, yeah, yeah. Right, yeah.
not a chance of making a news, right? So the movie's final scene is in Fort Wagner, which was a fort that, unfortunately, I mean, you know, for that time, it wasn't taken. They were the 54th, what they volunteered to go first. That's pretty much cannon fodder, man. So, man, what a powerful scene this was, man. One of the best battles I've seen in movies, period. I mean, it's so emotional.
Yeah.
Have the opera music playing. Matthew Broderick gets taken out with the quickness, you know.
Well, yeah, he did, yeah.
And
Denzel went to go take the flag.
He got shot, fell.
He got shot.
Right.
And well, he did say, he's like, I don't want to carry your flag. I thought that was a good scene, too.
But he carried it.
But he carried it, yeah, at the end, yeah.
Plus, it just beat his ass for.
Right, yeah, for a deserter, yeah.
He thought he was deserting, but he was going to get some shoes. So, anyway, man, you know, they all die, man.
Right.
Every last member, man. And so, you know, sad ending. You know, that was it. Next thing you know, they show them burying them the next day, right?
Throwing them on top of each other.
Yeah, they were getting buried by the enemy, too.
Right,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, awesome movie, man. If you've never seen this movie, I know in my kids now, they make them watch it.
Like, yeah.
Not even during Black History Month, just history.
Yeah.
Right. They had to, like, get permission slips because I think it's rated R or something like that. And so, you know, great movie.
You signed it?
Of course.
Yeah.
I think they actually had saw it before.
Uh-huh.
One of my kids, I think, saw it before, you know, because I don't mind historically accurate movies.
Right,
you know,
right,
you know. So anyway, man, that's Glory, man. Awesome movie. If you've never seen it, that wraps up our Black History Month. But I do have some sad news, man. Katherine Johnson passed away this week, man. We just did a movie 2 weeks ago. You know, Hidden Figures.
Yeah.
And so the actual woman, Katherine Johnson, she passed, man. But she was 101, bro.
She lived a long life.
You damn right. Not that sad news.
Right.
So farewell to Katherine. So that's gonna wrap up our Black History Month, Smooth.
That was pretty good. You know what I'm saying? It was the first Fans on Patrol Black History Month.
We did Heroes last year.
Oh,
yeah, but they had to be African American. You know?
Okay.
Yeah. So, all right. We did Heroes. We did Equalizer 2, I think.
That is true. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. We did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did a version of it.
Yeah.
That.
We have to figure out something new. Maybe we might do Black Funny next year.
That would be
anyway, man, so that's gonna wrap it up. We're gonna be right back with our final topic, our main topic, not final topic, final segment, main topic. We'll be right back. All right, Smooth, we're here for the final segment, man. So we went to Amazon Prime and Amazon Video, right?
Yes.
And I already had a membership. I know you got one for this. I think it's worth this move.
Yeah.
So we're doing Hunters, man. Amazon, check it out. They're all on there, too, so you can absolutely steal it, you know, get it for like 30 days and turn it off if you want to.
That's what I might do.
Yeah, I would keep it smooth. They got some good shows on there.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
So, you know, before we get deep, we gonna hit 1-1-1-1 word. 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 Like we already did it for Glory.
Oh man, I forgot. Yeah,
Smooth.
I did have the word.
One word.
I probably used this word before. Educational.
Educational. Educational. We talk about the same movie, Hunters. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'll explain it. But go ahead. What's your word?
Engaging.
Engaging.
Yes. Right.
Okay.
Engaging. I'm digging the show.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So. Let's hit those spoilers before we start tearing stuff up.
Right.
So this came out last Friday, okay? Friday before last. 2020, Hunters, crime, drama. It's TV mature, for real.
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, right.
Stars Al Pacino, brother. I think this is the first time he done some television. Logan Lerman plays Jonah Heidelbaum. Lena Olin is in this. What's her name? Jerika Hilton?
Jerika.
She has a major, major role.
Yeah.
Saul Rubinick, he's in this.
Yep.
Carol Kane, she's been around forever.
Yep.
Josh Randor. Greg Austin. Tiffany Boone.
Roxy Jones, baby.
Oh! Man, I like yay, Roxy, boy.
Yay.
Louis Ozawa.
Yeah.
Kate Mulvaney.
Yeah.
And Dylan Baker is in this, man.
Dylan Baker. Hey, you got to get one more, though. Jaleesa Bermudez.
Oh, my gosh, she fun.
Ooh-wee.
A lot of people in this, because it's a TV show. I can go on for days and days and days.
Ebony Ossdillon.
Yeah, she's pretty fine there.
Yeah, she's in six episodes.
My
gosh.
Yeah,
she's nice, too.
She's nice. Mm. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Jono Dives, he's in this.
Okay.
So, man.
Yep.
Let's hit them spoilers. Did we hit the spoilers already? Well, hit them again.
Hit
whatever.
Them again, yeah.
So, man, concept of this is that an old guy with a lot of money puts together a team, right?
Yes.
Some are paid, some are not. So we're in the 70s, right?
Yeah, yeah. Late 70s.
Jimmy Carter is the president.
Yes, the peanut farmer.
So it is mid to late 70s.
Yes.
And they are hunting Nazis that have infiltrated America and is pretending to be normal citizens in this country.
Yep.
There was one here in Ohio. I remember his name was, I think, John.
Yeah. Dynamic. Yep. Yeah. So it was. Yeah.
They shipped his ass right back to Russia, man.
Yep. So
you know.
Did.
So that was happening.
It was
in this country, and everybody who they accused of being a Nazi was always had no recollection. You know, so it was always it's him. It's not. It's him. It's not. It's him. It's not.
Right.
So these people are like, they're like, the hell with the Hague. We're gonna find them. We're gonna kill them.
Right.
You know, we're gonna make them tell us where the rest of them are.
Right. Yeah.
So, Jonah, grandmama, he's a little dope dealer.
Yeah, he's a weed man.
In New York.
Well, go to the first scene. Well, the first scene was very the barbecue. Remember the barbecue in the beginning?
Oh, with Biff Simpson.
With Biff Simpson,
he's a advisor to the president. He's in the cabinet.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. He had a barbecue and had some friends over, and the one lady friend that the guy brought over, she recognizes him,
yeah,
and he instantly kills everybody,
including his wife and kids.
And he said, "I hated having these kids. I hated making babies with this American pig."
Right?
Like, wow, you piece of shit.
So he's an undercover Nazi, but he was like a straight redneck.
Yeah, right. He played it very well. Yeah,
right. And then he starts talking in that heavy German.
Right.
Even speaking German.
Right.
And calls a cleaner to come clean it up.
Right.
And it's like, damn.
Damn.
Yeah, it took you by surprise.
Yeah,
you right, Smooth. I forgot about that. Yeah. So Jonah is, he's living with his grandmother, not his parents.
Right.
And he's a little weed seller. He gets his ass kicked. He got something going on with the African-American girl across the street.
Yeah.
And I love the scene, Smooth.
I do, too.
The period is beautiful. The
it
big
is,
cars,
man.
The bell bottoms, especially on Roxy.
That's when cars were cars.
Right. Big old tanks.
Man.
And New York is New York. They showed the World Trade Center several times, you know, because it was, that's all, when you saw New York, that's what you saw.
That was Let It Gas, wasn't it?
Yes. Sure was, Smooth. So, you know, so it's this thing going on, man. So it's a TV show. So there's several characters. So Jonah's living with his grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And they, what, he comes downstairs and she's getting questioned
by somebody,
getting questioned,
and then
she gets murdered, and
he gets shot. Yeah, he shoots her,
and the guy gets away.
Right.
And at the same time happening, you have this FBI agent, this African American FBI agent,
right,
one female,
yes,
everything unheard of back then,
right? Yeah.
And she's has her story going on. She's in the bureau, and she's a joke.
Of
and they
course.
Give her this murder that happened down in Florida.
Right.
Just to get her out the office.
Yeah, and she knows it.
She takes it, but she runs with it.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, it's all bad, man. Right.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, speaking of all bad, it was a nudity party in there.
Oh, Smooth. First of all, Smooth, of course you would remember the nudity, but go ahead, Smooth.
Yeah, the shower scene where the one woman, she was a NASA... NASA scientist, and she gets gassed in her shower, but they find out that she was also maybe a biochemist for Hitler.
Right. And that's what brings one of our heroes.
Right.
What's her name? Millie Morris. Agent Morris.
Yes.
She goes down to investigate that.
Right, yeah.
So that's what gets her down there.
Right.
And, you know, nobody is of any substance is investigating the murder of Simpson's family.
Right.
You know, at first, I thought that's what she was going down there. And I was like, why would they put, you know, an agent they don't like on something like with some senator's family getting murdered? But no, she's going down there for the old lady.
Right.
And Smooth, yeah, you're right, that scene in the shower. Oish.
And I salute the woman, the older to that she
rolled in it, right?
Yeah, she rolled with the roll. She wasn't ashamed of, you know, her body. And hopefully when I get that old, I will have the same, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, so Cela Winston's is in this, man.
Really?
Yeah, she's plays Dottie. She's the mother of the woman who was murdered, and that's Biff's real squeeze, which
really?
Is, yeah, he's a mother-in-law, you know.
Sure.
So, yeah, man. So, Hunters has a pretty interesting flow. The first show is like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And it's serious. It's business, man.
It is.
But then when the second show come on and they do the introduction of the team, you're like, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da.
Right.
It looks like the Cowboy Bebop is coming on with the music.
Right,
and stuff.
Yeah, right.
It's like,
good,
what
yeah,
is
good
happening?
Good comparison. Yeah.
I'm like, what is going on? You know, because they show Roxy and she was like, I ain't getting paid for this damn thing. You know, and she's joined the team and light a candle, you know, and then they show the old couple, you know, and we're mechanical and we're the, you know. And
the weapons experts and stuff. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then
the actor.
Oh my God, I love him so much.
Yeah, he's funny.
He's
funny. He's a funny dude.
That dude is such a loser though, man.
Right. He's like, you don't remember me? Lone Star?
Everybody to recognize him, dude.
You're a B actor, buddy.
But then sometimes people recognize him at the wrong time, you know.
Right.
They're like, hey, it's so-and-so, you know. What was his name, Smooth?
Lonnie Flash.
Right, that's right, Lonnie Flash. Because, dude, he's such a loser. But they all have their uses on the team.
Right, yeah.
And Jonah's grandmother was on the team. Mm-hmm. And he starts investigating his grandmother's murder. And she pretty much was what he did. She figured stuff out. And he has this superpower of being able to be the break codes and stuff.
Yeah.
I love when he's daydreaming. He's calling himself the Cold Breaker. And Roxy's like, go on, Cold Breaker. I'm like, pretty good scene.
It was.
But so they have these flashes of goofiness every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I hope this doesn't turn into this, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
They do it maybe two or three times over
The one where you had to dance in.
I'm on episode 6 move. I haven't got past 6.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute.
No, you probably, you passed that.
Okay, so
I think you on like 8 maybe. You might be
maybe
on 8. I'm just on 7.
You're just on 7.
Yeah.
So I might be on 8.
Yeah.
And I think there's, 13 or maybe 10 of these or something like that?
I believe it's 10. It's 10 episodes.
Okay.
Yeah,
because Amazon is normally 10.
Yeah.
And so I'm enjoying the hell out of this this show, Smooth.
Hell yeah, I am too.
It's really good. So they take their time with the characters too.
Yeah.
Because the bad guys, the Nazis are terrible.
Man.
And they're led, I mean, of course Nazis are terrible. It's crazy. But they're led by a woman, which is unusual.
Yeah, Fraulein.
Her title is the Colonel, and she runs everything.
Yeah.
And so they're supposed to be trying to put a poison, mass poison into the ghettos, minority areas, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's interesting, right?
Yes.
So Al Pacino, he's the guy that is keeping all of this together. He's Bruce Wayne. He has the money. He's Offerman.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, he has bodyguards. Turns out that I'm looking at you. I don't think I'm going to spoil it when it comes to Jonah.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
He ends up being Jonah's grandfather.
Yeah, okay. I was getting to that, yeah, because he finds out about the necklace and everything.
But they have a lot of scenes, Smooth, in which they flash back into the past, into the Nazi camps of how some of this comes to be.
Yes.
And it's some horrific stuff. I mean, you know, they're all actors, so they don't have people extremely malnourished, but it's bad.
Yeah.
And so they show a lot of the horrors and things that was going on in the camps. Now, I heard that a lot of Jewish groups hate this show. Like, they said...
Well, yeah, I wouldn't want to relive it either.
Well, I don't think it's about real... I think they're talking about the accuracy of some of the things that was going on, like the chess boards and stuff. And I get it, you know.
Yeah,
I really get it, you know, that... I don't think this thing is supposed to be 100%. This is not 100% accurate. I mean,
nonfiction.
Yeah. Right. I mean, they mix a lot of real with some fake. Well, and so I don't know what the upsetness. I don't know what that's about, you know, but, you know.
However, yeah, well, like I said, the educational part for me, like you said, how evil and just mean. And,
well, you knew that already.
I knew that already, but like you said, when you actually can like kind of see what they did, like killing kids. That shit will never. Yeah,
that scene stuck with me really bad.
That hurt my soul right there.
Yeah, I was on a verge of sobbing watching that. Yeah, it was deep.
Yeah, I don't like shit like that. You know.
Oh, I forgot all about the nun, dude.
Oh, she's bad.
Oh my goodness,
badass right there, boy.
Oh boy, yeah, she's an ex-CIA agent, right?
Right. Yeah.
And I'm like, what's up with this nun? You know,
she brought Murray. She's like, here's a wedding gift for you.
Oh man, when she dropped that guy in the basement. So I don't know, man. It's hard to talk about a show that, you know, we can't go.
Yeah, scene for scene.
We can't go down the line with the show, but I love the tone of the show, man.
Yeah, it's great.
I could do without the goofy stuff from time to time because it kind of pulled. It's designed to pull you out of it.
Right. Take some breaks.
And I'm wondering, is that the liberty that they gave the different directors of the different shows? You know, because overall,
how many directors are there? On
here? I'm sure every show probably has a different director. Yeah, you know, that's how they normally do this stuff.
Right.
So but I dig that. Digging the hell out of the flow of the show.
Me too.
And the journey that Jonah is on.
Yeah.
Man.
He's a fuck up, though, sometimes.
He is, but he is a kid. I love how they was calling him a boy and he was hated. It was like,
yeah, I can drink, I can vote, I can get drafted. Right. And old girl's like, well, check this out. You get in my way, I'm going to kill you.
Right.
So, you can.
Yeah, the nun is nobody's joke. Right. She is a monster, Jack.
Yeah.
They're all actually monsters. Really reminds me of the boys without the superheroes.
Okay.
Because they're flawed characters and everybody is flawed. You know, they showed a little bit of Roxy's backstory.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, who is she? What does she do in the daytime? Because, you know, I don't know what she does.
She's
man.
A mother.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a mother, yeah.
But, you know, I love her character.
I do too, yeah.
I haven't even mentioned the Asian actor.
Oh, he, man.
He's the muscle, right?
Yeah, he has PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress.
PTSD, yeah. he has it bad. But he has a reason to have it bad. I mean, he was in Nam, and he seen a little baby get napalmed, and that story, you feel that. Like I said, you know, you got some, like I said, kids getting hurt. Yeah. I hate that shit, you know.
So, it's been a great journey so far, man, and Al Pacino is just stunning in this thing, man. You know,
he is
like, he's the glue.
He is, man.
Every scene. I love the scene with the New York blackout, when he was like, you must let me free. I must get out of here.
See, I didn't see that part.
Yet. Oh, you didn't see that? Yeah, so they incorporate the entire New York blackout.
Okay.
It's the Nazis' fault. I was kind of laughing at that. I was like, so that's their fault that happened.
Now, I do have a question, though. Yes. I want to know how accurate it is that when they had a show, they said that NASA grabbed, because they were good engineers.
Oh, well, we have to check that up as fiction. The government hasn't been implicated in bringing Nazis over here, dude.
Right. You know, so, but yeah, I mean, you know, it was a good storyline. I mean, you know, like you said, talk of the fiction.
Louis Ozawa, he plays, he's Joe.
Okay, yeah.
But, yeah, so that's supposed to be the whole thing, that it's this big conspiracy. And our FBI agent, Millie, she discovers it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, have you got to the part where she kind of joins up?
Because
you haven't seen
that's part seven, yeah,
right? You haven't seen so, yeah. Millie's story gets larger and larger, and her story is a dual story. It's like a story with Jonah and Millie the whole time,
right?
You know, through this whole journey, which I really like, and I really like Millie, man.
I do too. Mm-hmm. I like looking at her.
Yeah, she kind of fine too.
Yeah, I like looking at her.
She a little portly, but she fine.
She wears it well.
She does.
Wears it well. Them suits, boy. Yeah, you look good in them suits.
Millie looks pretty good, man.
Looks pretty good.
Oh, shoot. I don't got nothing else to say about this. I will highly recommend this.
Yeah, recommend.
Anybody who writes this type of stuff that we do on this show, you'll love this.
Yeah.
You know.
Man, it shows how evil Nazis really are.
Well, you don't need to. Everybody knows.
Yeah, everybody knows that. Yeah.
So anyway, man, I'm going to give it a straight up recommend.
Me too.
I can't wait to finish it.
Yeah, I'm finishing this shit.
Now, next week, man, we're going to start our new segment where we're going to take one streaming show like this.
Yeah.
And we're going to do that before our main topic. We're going to replace the comic for a while. We're not abandoning the comics, all the people who love the comics, unless you guys say we're tired of the comics, you know. But we never get any feedback on the comic section, you know.
Yeah, so, as far as being bad or good.
Well, we do from time to time when we do something people really like and they pick it up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But no, we're replacing that now. So next week, man, we're going to take a look at, I think, Lock and Key and see what that's about.
Okay,
know?
Yeah.
I don't know what we're going to do for main topic. It might become the main topic. Who knows? I don't know what's coming out next week. We got to check and see.
You know, the month of March got some shit coming out. Got some movies coming out.
Yeah, yeah, of course it does. So yeah. Right. But I like doing the streaming stuff.
Oh, me too, yeah.
So much out there.
Yeah,
like, is. I haven't even watched Lost in Space Season 2
me
yet.
Me neither.
Yeah, I'm going to get to it, you know.
I remember you guys were talking on Twitter about Voltron.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got to get back on that.
You never finished Voltron?
No, I didn't.
Did you ever start it?
Yes.
Shoot. Voltron gets so emotional and deep toward the end.
Good, because Karan was getting on my nerves.
Dude, it's one of that. I gave that show top show that year.
Okay.
Damn, yeah. Voltron.
Yeah.
So anyway, man, that's it, man. We came to do the damn thing. We got down. We did a lot in an hour smooth. So that's it for Black History Month. So that's it. Next month, I have no idea what we're going to do next week and next month. Because it's the same thing. So anyway, man, I'm the host of Fans Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is the smooth one himself.
S-M-O-O-V-E, spell smooth. Dig it.
Yeah, you know, smooth, I just kind of mixed you and Tiff's introduction to the same one, the smooth one himself. I don't ever say that. I just let you do your thing.
That's all right. That's okay.
All right. So we'll be back next week, man. You can check Tiff out on Geek World All-Stars Podcast Network. I don't know when that show will come out, but when it does, we'll just drop it with the rest of our stuff. It looks like a new show, and that'll have all the other cool shows that's involved in that network. So until next week, man, we will be
on patrol.